some of the people there, and there's an apology, and so
Chair, thank you again. I'm going to hand over immediately, almost immediately, to the DDG to take you through the issues. But Chair, thank you again.
Okay,
I think we were introduced this morning, so we can start. For the honourable members, the DTI has four or five divisions. We have the Consumer and Corporate Regulatory Division. They handle all our legislation and all our regulations. So as I said, I think we were introduced to the DDG this morning.
In the Business Drafting Unit at the DTI. My name is Aria Nunyana Mokabani.
Good afternoon, other panel members. My name is Victoria Mabasimban, also in the legislative council. I'm also in the My name is Shuri Biliachi, and I come from the Consumer and Corporate Regulation Division, the Form for Intellectual Property Law and Policy.
Good afternoon, my name is Constantine Kwanza, also from the DTI, where I work with the Ministry on International Property Laws and Policy.
Good afternoon, my name is Brad Mandini. I'm from the company in the Intellectual Property Commission, dealing with copyright.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kadi Peji from the company in the Intellectual Property Commission. I'm responsible for copyright.
Good So thanks, Honourable Chair, for, as you indicated at the last two meetings, you've put this whole bill on track now. So just to recap, we said we will have two phases in dealing with this bill. As you know, and for the members, Honourable Shlomo, the main issue that this bill tries to address is our musicians and our artists. Since about 5-6 years ago, as you know, artists are not being paid. They are especially not being paid what is called needle time, which means if their music is played on the radio or on TV, they are not getting the money. And especially black artists are not getting the money because there's a range of disputes. And in terms of that, what was then what they referred to as the CRC report is that the minister appointed Judge Parlam. Before he was famous with the Marikana Commission, he was appointed to look at and address this issue of how we can work out a system to get payment and to look after the lives of our artists, because as you know, they die as paupers. So he came up with a set, he did an extensive set of recommendations. They traveled the continent, they traveled the world, and they had an extensive process. He had a commission, and they came up with a set of recommendations on how to unlock this money. So he came up, for example, there's a big dispute between the recording companies, your Sony's and others. How much do they get? How much do the artists get? So he made very clear recommendations. For example, it must be split 50-50. We must have proper recording collecting societies. We must legislate this, and so on. So the two phases we're going to have. As you know, Cabinet decided we must deal with all the problems of intellectual property. But now we're finding that we are stuck on all the other issues. So what was agreed under the chair is that we'll fast-track the musicians' part, the recommendations of the Parliament Commission for this sitting of Parliament, so that at least we address the issue of artists and musicians. And then in the next phase, we'll deal with the other bigger issues. So, Honourable Chair, we're going to now take you through then a detailed comment on each of those ones. And then, as I said, we our big focus is on the phase one issues. But as you indicated, we will propose those issues which we think is non-contentious, which can also be part of this this phase. So I'll hand over to Doctor.
Before you hand over, one has to remember, you must also remember that it is a subcommittee decision on dealing with those matters. We still have to go to the committee. We are going to get take a decision. The committee must give us a go ahead on whether what we're doing is what we should be doing or not. This is a working in progress, so that we go and report, this is how far we are, and then we go and go and get a go ahead from the committee. It's a subcommittee decision, not the committee decision. It should be understood.
We received the list of comments that we needed to clarify today for the subcommittee. And what we have done is to try to outline responses from the department and the policy positions on the various issues that came from the stakeholders. But maybe also just as a brief recap, I'm sure you've heard this several times, but I'm just going to recap briefly in terms of what we are talking about, just for everyone to be on the same page. As a background, when we talk about intellectual property, we refer to the creations of the mind, and the creations of the mind can include inventions, literary and artistic works, and symbols, names, images, and design used in commerce. And they are divided into two categories, that is industrial property and copyright and related rights. In terms of industrial property, we are looking at inventions, in terms of patents, trademarks, industrial design, and geographic indications of source. For example, the Roy Boss and then. And then the copyright and related rights are the literary and artistic works
such as novel, poems and plays, films, musical works, drawings, paintings, photographs and sculptures, as well as architectural designs. And then the rights that are related to copyright, they include the performing, those of performing artists in their performances, producers of phonographs in their recordings, and those of broadcasters in their radio and television programs. In 2013, we finalized a draft policy that was published, and we received 118 written submissions. And following that, the Copyright Amendment Bill was put in place, which was later divided into Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill. And we consulted upon the bill, and we received 122 written submissions. And in that process as well, the presidential task team that was led by the Deputy Minister for Law, Deputy Minister Manandela, the Presidency, they wanted, they also wanted this bill to be prioritized and finalized. So this bill has received support from key government departments, and just to highlight, we are currently working with the Department of Arts and Culture to try to take the bill forward.
Why, Chairperson, why don't you go straight to issues? Because when I'm on board, I was in cabinet. Let's go, what are the key issues? What are you suggesting? Because we need to resolve the issues. I mean, because the background says this is the fourth meeting. Let's go to the issues, Comrade DG, and deal with the issues and say how do we get them going. Now, with background.
Okay, I'll start at the, before I continue, there is a small point there on the screen, but I think everyone has got a what we thought we can start with is just to give a snapshot of the collective societies that we have in the country. In the previous meeting, we had a slide that looked at the collective societies, and we said that we were going to come back and clarify in terms of who they are in more specific terms. So if you look at the left-hand side of the background, I've just put the abbreviations of what they mean in full. But generally what we have in the country is trans collective societies, the collective societies that are not under the CRPC regulatory framework include SAMRO and SAPATO. SAMRO is one of the biggest collective societies we have in the country. It administers the music composition, and it focuses on composers and publishers. Under SAMRO we have DALGO, and DALGO administers authors' rights in literary works. And then we have CAMPASO as another collective society. And it looks at the, it administers the reproduction rights, which emanates from the regulations. And another one that is regulated by CIPC is SAMBRA and IMPRA. And these are the two that are regulated by us. And they look at middle time rights. And SARAL and NOM are no longer in existence. And NOM merged with CAPASO, and then SARAL was liquidated. And then COSA was never a collective society, but it was a wing of SAMRO, and it also merged with SAMPRA. RISA is an association, but it's also acting as a collecting society for recording companies. The reason why this is important, I just wanted to bring this up, just to give you a sense of who, when we say collective society, who are we talking about, and in terms of their role and where they fit. But before I finish my presentation, I will request at the end for the CRPC colleagues just to tell you how they actually work, because this will help also with the perceptions around some of the challenges that come from the collective society. Now, in terms of the challenges
that we have seen with the collecting society, based on the recommendations by the CRC, it was saying that we need to have a model for the effective collective management in terms of music and the industry, and that the current situation with multiple collecting societies is that it has a vacuum that has been created from a practical and implementation perspective. They are against the implementation of the collecting societies, also in terms of the issues around governance. And we, based on the lessons that we have seen with the way they operate, we have learned several things from the music industry that from the collecting societies that can also assist with the streamlining of other collecting societies going forward with our different intentions with the legislation. Many of these collecting societies, they collapse and they cannot cope with the different requirements. And as I've indicated, there are very few of them. And they do not do several of their requirements properly. So when many rights are collected for the administering of the licenses, there are inconsistencies that come up from them. And these are the inconsistencies that my colleague from the CRTC was telling me in terms of the implementation, the practical implementation. So on slide 10, one of the comments that came from the public was around the freedom of association, the concern that when we want to regulate the collecting society, it will affect the issue around the freedom of association, because it implies that affected individuals must be members of a collecting society, and where one exists and only one collecting society for the set of rights allowed, meaning that we are now forcing, we'll be forcing people to rely on one collecting society instead of allowing options for our artists. And what we are saying is that freedom of association with regard to the collection of royalties is not impaired, as the commission did not make it compulsory for artists to be part of a collecting society. So the artists, they still have an option, if they cannot be part of a collecting society, to rely on other mechanisms to formulate the arrangement between the different role players in their work. And
we have received the same report and we are repeating the same thing. Last we said, there is a process. We're supposed to come and tell us how to address that problem. I think, if I'm not wrong, please remind me. We have listened to the Samoa Sasapo, everything we have listened to is that. When you keep on talking, I can feel that this report is coming for the second time. We had directives to say the PRTC must come and give us exactly what is happening and what are the interventions that must be done. That's what we need to hear for PRTC today. And the recommendation of the DTI on how to move forward on that. That's the two things I think we requested from that meeting. And the I remember I said there should be a list of those people who are affected that should be presented to us so that we make sure that those people we make sure that they are how to address. I those are the things that I'm recalling. I don't have the minutes because I keep on asking here in the table where are the minutes, because there were four things that day that were supposed to come and report to us today. So I think the people who must assist us is the CIPC, because those were the people who must come and finalize their matter to say what is happening today. If I'm correct, Chief Director.
So can I clarify? Okay. You are right, Chairperson. There were issues around the practical implementation of the collecting societies, and we also requested that they come and tell us who is actually being regulated on the collecting societies. And also we were supposed to look at the way, the comments, some of the issues that came out from the public consultation, some of the issues that came out regarding the collecting society. And subsequent to that, we received a request from Parliament with the list of issues or from the public that we needed to respond to. You are correct. Some of these issues have been
I don't want to add so many issues here. This is a subcommittee, we are dealing with the issue matter. So once you take issues of the other, the committee can bring it here and then we conclude the whole thing. Maybe for you don't know what we are doing today. So she must explain what.
So, Chair, I will assist you on this. The issues that I sent was based on the submissions received and issues raised by stakeholders. However, the block related to collecting services is already given to in the letter to the statute initially, which the DTI would say and was raised in the previous meeting.
Mm.
So the current new issues that we just received a consolidated list actually. So they did start addressing the stakeholder issues in the previous meeting, so we were wrapping up that session now with the intervention and then moving on to the other three areas, including the tribunal and the time of life of the
Chair, what I can do, we can skip this section, we can skip this and start on the next slide.
Chair, I actually also thought, as you thought, that we were going to get straight into the interventions, and therefore, but as I said, there seems to be a bit of a confusion that we must still, but we also agree, we've debated these issues enough. Let's go straight to the recommendation. So I would suggest we hear from CIPT, just to give you a practical, and then we'll go to our specific proposal. On the tribunal, on all those issues, they will go to specifics immediately. Now, I think we have to really, as I said, you did guide us to say let's have a phased approach. Let's forget all the big debates. Let's go straight to those interventions which helps our artists, and we add one or two other issues to the program. So, as we're going straight into the proposals we have.
Chair, thank you for this. I think what I would do, Chair, because of the way we can catch for this meeting, I will just maybe give an overview of the overview of the areas that we're thinking that should be part of the phase one of the work that we are doing or going forward. We were planning to for tomorrow because we're going to have other meetings this week. Our intention was that today we will finalize this public comment issue, clarifying them, and then tomorrow we'll bring the specific provision where we say provision one and this is coming in and what is not coming in. But it is fine. What we can say from a broader point of view, in the absence of those specific provisions at the moment, is to say that we have said that we will consider the Falun Commission issues.
I think today I'll just be direct. They must write it down. Because when we come back, no one knows what happened now. Can you please? And Honorable Masoka and Honorable Mbuyane, are you fine with the approach or will you need to?
No.
It's only recommendation that you
have
given us now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. I think we are on the right path. Because last meeting we had challenges on specific issues. Then we said they must go and come back with a response on those issues. And now we are waiting for response to say, in terms of one connecting society, one right, where are we? What is our law saying? Those are quick wins, things that have to be implemented quick. Because you even indicated that you cannot wait for 7 years to implement a recommendation that has already been taken.
No, thanks, Chair. Well, I'm going to try to write a train already in motion. Except to say that my concern, because I was also looking at the program of us here, I think DG, it's important the matter must be concluded expeditiously. We should not have, if we have chosen the path to say phase one, you're attending to the question of musicians and artists. Remember one issue, I was looking, Comrade Chair, of the situation in the ANC. You know, when the unbanning and democracy came, many comrades were in their 50s, and some they were in their late 40s. After 24 years, or 27 years, or what, many of them are dying. And some of these musicians, the number of them are old. They are very old. And the more we delay to conclude this quick way, DG, we are losing them. Under those challenges. My suggestion, I think we are on the right track. It would have been nice to DG, like you are saying, there is a key area of a challenge. There is a departmental response to say what do we think about this comment. But it would have been nice to have that third column to say what there is a proposed reframing or rephrasing, because you don't have to have so many meetings to deal with one and the same issue. For an example, I was trying here to be assisted to say, well, I see here there's an error of concern being raised. Then there's a departmental response. Are you dismissing the point or not? If you are not dismissing it, you accept it out and become the rephrase. It becomes more working rather than to have one issue on the table for too long. But some of them I could see, because there are not many issues. I just glanced through this document. You don't have many issues. There are less than 6 key issues being raised. And I think, you took the life and the decision the last time, what is our response on them, and then what is our proposed reformulation? Then from there, we close this chapter because, well, we now have a disadvantage in it, because that thing I have gone through it before. And then so that you can deal with the bigger issues. You know the bigger issues, DG, the IP issues that we need to deal with them. And at least there's that amendment we are working on. Them. But the chair is guiding us well. If probably certain issues can be clarified, but knowing that it would have been so nice it would have been so nice to say, you know what, on this one, we close the chapter like they wanted. You could see that the question of the CS as an entity to collect, the major issue that is really being raised is a question around the freedom of association. What are the constitutional experts saying? Rather than, there are these issues that we are raising about institutional capacity. Remember the institutional capacity, there are issues around governance, there are issues around administrative issues and others, how actually it works in terms of your regulatory mechanism. But the first issue is to say, can we say with no uncertainty? If someone say the freedom of speech, someone has a view that it is not limited. The first thing is to say, have you got a legal opinion? What do they say? And if it is limited, to what extent is limited? That's how you solve it. Quick, you put it aside. Then there is a question to say, then the issues, if you are dismissing it, are you dismissing it because someone said legally, because I look at the first response, it looks like you are saying, no, it's not going to be hampered. In what way? Then the other one says, for an example, you will have other mechanisms. You know what, you are not limited to belong. But these other mechanisms, in terms of regulatory mechanisms, will be able then to ensure that these other mechanisms, other than this one, if they come up, what kind of a form of a regulation, so that because at the end of the day, you want to use the structure to avoid the issues of abuse and exploitation. And this is what the mechanism that you wanted to put as an institutional mechanism, just to have something more structured. I thought it addresses two issues. And then you can go to the other point. You know? Mm-hmm. But the chair will guide us. But Minanje, with to respect the comrade, the DG, I complained. I said to Comrade Lerat, you know what, I see this copyright amendment bill, it's going to be discussed for so long. I said, you know what, I don't understand. But well, I must not impose myself, I must allow myself to learn how they do it. But let's get it right, let's not be long-winded. There's an issue about right. Right is an issue in law. What does the law say? That's one. Your response suggests that other mechanisms can be there. If you introduce them, is there an enabling legislation? If not, what is the risk? The risk is the vulnerability and exploitation. What do you do? How do you actually manage that contractual arrangement around this person who holds this right and the performer or whoever is? Those are some of the key issues you look, because you can't move away from the problem statement. You see, when did you introduce the mess? At least you were able to get me on board quickly. I understood what is a problem statement, and we can't move away from that. And in my view, it should be the simplest amendment. It can be contested. Then there are issues around implementation. That's why I correct practical implementation. Are these institutional mechanisms, are these regulatory mechanisms sufficient either to eliminate or to minimize the vulnerability and exploitation of the most vulnerable that DG, you said, we are looking at? I thought that should be my 1 cent contribution to.
No, that's why I'm opening it now. So you are here. We are agreed that this might be like, we need to analyze all this. But however, we are supposed to go before we have a reason. We should hear here, welcome exactly the discussion.
So thanks for the guidance. I think we will then
exit.
We will proceed straight to the issues as identified. And I think, as I said, as you know, people have, unfortunately, people have invested a lot of time into the bigger debates. So, as I said, we are trying to, so I think that's why you see a bit of the both phases coming together sometimes. So I think, but as you said, we have to be clinical now and try to resolve the situation. So on the question of the, I'll then just kick off and Evelyn will follow. So on the issue of the freedom of association issue, our basic response is this, that we think that the proposed amendments we're doing is sustainable. Because A, as you know, political societies have always been part of our law, and also it is a global phenomenon.
And every country, actually, the countries that have been most effective, for example, if you take France, they've got compulsory collecting societies with extensive powers, and they see their artists through from startup to the grave, to even you're looked after as an artist in France, because they've been changed in their law, the rights and the protections for collecting societies. So it's a very important mechanism, and so on. So we want to propose that.
But through your chair, if you see Comrade DG, we are doing well. This is how your response is. It should say this is legal and it's an international practice in the following countries. Then the response, it throws the mess around that particular part. And we are explaining it nicely. But in our notes, I suggest we do that. You know? Remember the issue, all the time, any legislation or an amendment, it gets contested. And but your answer is comprehensive, it helps. And then it closes the debate. But then, even if you raise the one you raise, there will still be an issue to say, let's just satisfy it. To say, because you see, in France, as an example we are making, it is legislated that you belong. Immediately in this industry, we are part of this. And in South Africa, it's a loose arrangement. And how loose, the elasticity part of it. But I think, Comrade Chair, those are the responses that start to help, because at least if you go through this and this kind of a response is not there, you can then DG get lost. I'm just sorry to intervene, but I'm saying that's becoming very helpful.
So then, no, thanks for that. And then if I understand you correctly, then what we will do is we will look at each, on the phase one matters, which as I said is the following commission recommendations plus the areas where there's consensus on. We will then list each issue, we'll list the comments, and then we'll make the specific recommendations. To the committee, or how we propose to deal with the problem. We will then put that into one presentation, and we will have it available for you. So it will be very specific. It will be the comment and then the intervention, what we propose, and then our legal view on that it's fine. We think it's sustainable and so on. If it's that, then I think we can move very fast. Then that will be a clear recommendation of what part of the bill we want amended, and then as I said, then it can go quite fast. So we will do that. As I said, that presentation is prepared because it was for tomorrow. But as I said, we're just now combining these presentations into one. But I accept the approach as a good one.
Are we agreeing with the approach?
Yes.
Okay. Then
we'll
move on to the second one.
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks. I think we are well. Understanding. But one, I had a direct question last time, and they said the requirement is wrong. We go to a collecting society. Do we have a collecting society in place? If yes, is it registered with CIPC? That was a direct question, and I thought I would have a response. And all the ICPC is planning to have one collective society for all the rights, or other way around, that we have all collective societies, different collective societies for different rights. Those were the questions. And also, if we can have a membership, does those collective societies have membership? And if yes, they were registered with the CIPC as well. Those were my questions. And I also asked the military time, but I was clarified there. And was there a tribunal in place? Those were the questions that needed some response. And for members, when they have challenges in terms of the collecting society, where they can be able to raise their issues to the society. And also clarity on what the covering cost on the music usage was. Those were the questions that I had.
Maybe not trying to prolong your message, but DG, I think when the team comes back, don't be give too much detail, just be spot on to an issue. No? Let me just, I was just, unfortunately, I read too fast. You know what, no, I was just checking the matter around collecting society. There are a number of issues. No? One issue is a legal issue around the freedom of association. I think DG have clarified it. But it needs to do a lot of reading, DG. You can just say that if you address the matter, if it becomes voluntary, in other words, you have two options. No? Option one is to be part of the collecting society. You can choose, that's one. Or number two, because I was reading here, you can actually choose into entering into a contract. The first one is regulated because that's what you're putting there. Clear regulation. In other words, the freedom of association, the answer is voluntary. That's what it says. And if it's voluntary, then what is the next issue? Can you deal with the question of exploitation? We are saying the contract law kicks in. In other words, there is no exploitation. There is a regulation on that part. The second issue that will kick in is to say, if I get into a contract, what kind of a contract in terms of law? Is there a generic one that you want to put it as a regulation so that at least even if they are in the CS component you have chosen, at least there is some kind of balance and check, DG. And I could see downwards, you look at the question, then the issue is about administrative costs. You don't want people when they end up paying a lot. In your case, DG, we are saying we are above the norm. And then you quickly say, how do you reduce them down? What are you proposing? Looking at our scale. Remember, our industry is not the same like the industry in the US, in the UK, in India, and so forth. Remember, if you are comparing them, there are very few South Africans have been able to break into that level. And in the main, most of the money, you know that it gets lost, like you're using the word neatly, the listening there, without some control. I think the information is there, but it's the Azambi package, so that at least all the time when it moves, it solves the problem statement. It solves it. But I think this is there. And then the last part is that is where people have fundamental comments. They say, what are we proposing? Because remember, the issue is going to be, for an example, when you look at the rates, this is where people are going to be starting to contest. Because even if I'm going to enter into a contract, in other words, someone must manage the contract. Even that contract administration fee must also be the same, probably the same rate. Because there are those particular issues. But at least when you follow it through, it's coming up well. But at least put in the solution part, how does it look like? Yeah. Thanks, Comrade.
So we will put that into very specific proposals, and then in addition to what has been raised, I think, is that obviously we want to regulate the governance of society is much better. So we will create an empowering provision in the legislation, and then there will be, for example, a draft constitution, a draft set of governance principles, and so on. So it will allow CIPC to intervene, and it will be well regulated. And it's a lot like we have under our Labour Relations Act, where trade unions enter, they register, they have to have clear and they are governed properly. So that will be also in our
and including this a faceless administrator of the contract. Because you can't miss that one, those who choose not to come in, because you'll have many legal people coming in, no, we can handle your issues, let's get into this. And then over time they get to be exploited. They can come at a lower rate, but immediately someone is tied in, they are more vulnerable, they check them, they change this thing all the time.
And then the in addition to that is that, as you said, there is also the proposal from the Farm Commission, which will then incorporate, but we would propose that it be in the legislation, is the issue of, as you know, there is a dispute which has gone to, I think, courts and Supreme Courts about how much the payment, how much does the recording company get, how much does the artist get. And that issue is holding up the millions of rand. And what Falun came with is to say to break the deadlock. He's proposing that we just apply 50%. And now we are going to propose, but we'll put it in the writing that in the legislation we will propose that we just adopt that recommendation and go for the 50-50, so that at least the money can be paid out. But that will be the legislation. Also, the one specific proposal we will do is also, as I said, so people can register. The only thing is this, even because now, as you know, there is a breakaway group that has also formed the collective society, so we're going to propose that we adopt the same model as they do in the Labour Relations Act. You can apply. So we can't have immediately the principle of one industry, one union, you see. But if you come in, you will also be regulated. And so therefore we will ensure that there is good governance in the issue. And that way also we deal with the problem of the freedom of association problem. So we will amend the law to allow for proper registration and oversight. And then finally on the tribunal issue, what we are proposing, as I said, when we had the luxury of time, there was an idea that we create a new tribunal. We have revisited that proposal, Chair, and we will put it in writing. But we've learned from experience when we set up the company's tribunal. It took 2-3 years just to establish the tribunal. And then we had to get money from National Treasury, then we had to do a business case, and then we had to fight for money, and then, as I said, 3 years was lost while we were setting up the tribunal. What we're proposing is that we just strengthen the existing tribunal. And then secondly, fortunately, the companies and intellectual property has resources. Because, as you know, people register companies and they charge a fee for that. So we think that if we give greater responsibilities to the CIPC in the Act, and they can then be well-resourced and they can manage this area, and we strengthen the tribunal in the CIPC. The CIPC, as you know, is now functioning very well. They register companies in 2-3 hours, and so on. So they do, we believe they have the managerial capacity to move very fast with this issue, and that all we do in the law is we strengthen the existing tribunal, and they fortunately they use the resources. The CIPC returned 1 billion rand to National Treasury, so there is, we think instead of creating a new agency, we have to start from scratch with the money. We use the existing, so that is a change that we've made, and we would want the committee to consider that proposal as well. I think there is one or two other issues that we'll highlight before we do that, but we'll do the rest in writing to you.
Thank you, Jeju. Also that with the copyright tribunal, initially what we had in mind was to have with the broader issues that were in copyright, we were going to have a bigger tribunal looking at other IP-related matters. But now what we are proposing is that the tribunal only focuses on the copyright issues, and in support of what DTS also said, just for them to focus on only the copyright-related matters. And it will not also include the other tribunals. It will be a focused tribunal.
I think, Compact Chair, I suggest that you, in future when you come, please direct your colleagues from Arts and Culture. Ne?
Oh.
Remember, we are the lead department in terms of this legislative amendment. But from a content point of view, they are more closer to the client. So that one day they don't say you have created something that is not helping them. I would suggest that even in this subcommittee channel, the DG, when we do extend the invitation, they get the representative, the ones that are working closer with the DG. I used to have problems where justice used to write legislation for spooks when they know that they grab. But it's not that it's not solid, the information is solid, but you don't want the one piece of the executive to say, no, we're not on board, how they framed it. Just that administrative issue to extend invitation from the table.
Yeah, no, I think you are right now. All outstanding questions will be clarified on the written submission. And also, if there's any other clarification question, you are about to close the meeting. I'm sure of the questions that needed, and everything is fine.
I think just to note what you're saying is we will consolidate the issues and the provisions and the areas that we will take in, and those that we are saying will not be feasible for this phase of the legislation. I think also just to clarify further that with the way the meetings were structured this week, we had planned that we're going to take you through more about the specific areas tomorrow, especially the specific provisions. But it's not a choice match. What we'll do, we'll just consolidate, have one document that incorporates everything and ensure that the specific proposals are addressed. And other issues, for example, is around the royalties, the tariffs, the administration fees, and governance issues. So I think we are clear about the recommendations of the CRC. It's a matter of just maybe now with a focused approach of saying this is the focus, this is the outcome, and this is what we are saying, so that the issues are signed off. But we had thought that it was we're at a preparatory stage of ensuring that we're on the same page. But I like the fact that now this tells me that we're going to move fast, because you are saying we understand the issues now, we are ready to say yes, tariff is this, 50-50. So I think this is a workable thing, that next time when we come, we're not coming for preparatory discussions, we are coming for more or less closing of the matter. And I think it works best going forward. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. But
I'm very happy with the question we will change. We agreed with the, we met with the chair of the committee and the minister. We then agreed that, as I said, we agreed with this phased approach. And then we said that we can only add, she gave us a maximum of three issues we can add besides the Parliament Commission. So for example, we agreed already, for example, the visually impaired people, to assist the visually impaired, we will add that as a recommendation, because that's not contentious at all. So we will add to Parliament, it will be plus that one. And then the second one we are looking at is librarians, libraries and museums. So we will also make a proposal on that one. And then she allowed us just one third issue as well. So we will select from those issues, and our criteria will be that ones which can be immediately implemented without too much resistance from the stakeholders. I think we will then table you then the full list of issues also in this presentation.
Okay. Yeah, no, thanks, DG. But it's unfortunate that as we say, tomorrow we need a written presentation. We are not going to sit like in a meeting situation for you to present directly. Just wait for tomorrow, we make this presentation available, so we see as to how to finalize it and fine-tune it
for us to be able to present it for the broader committee meeting on Tuesday. So I think we're in that.
What is our timeline to finish this?
End of May.
No, when the president signs. No, I'm just asking a funny question. You know, men are more worried about those guys who are old. The more we take time to conclude issues, we are losing them. I suggest that when you come full prepared. Don't hold back the other thing. You rather actually have more information rather than to say, hey, here's shorter information. And then let's conclude this thing. It's not a difficult matter. It's not a difficult matter for me. And I hope, Comrade DG, you will also visit us in the ETC. I hope we have passed by then.
Okay. Yeah, no thanks. I think we must definitely try to rush and be able to do that, because I was told that a photographer presented on this committee last time. Mm-hmm. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's present. And it's very much the same. Because he raised critical issues. But anyway, that's life. All of us, we go past the trial. Chairperson, do you have any other announcement besides the one of that meeting tomorrow? We don't want it tomorrow. We only meet a written presentation in terms of the questions. In the absence of any...
No, but you know what, I think when I'm learning, I think we're done. Comrade DG, in future, let's make a determination. Do we need to amend law or we just do regulation? Because some of these things, with due respect, these issues around institutions like these bodies, they don't need law. You just need regulation. Because really the policy is policy. But we now will have a discussion outside. But with due respect, some of these issues that have been raised here, they are definitely regulatory matters in the current system you move. Because immediately you start to institutionalize certain things, one day, those people who are fighting law, they can use them. I have some little bit experience where they legislated everything. Normally, structures you don't, unless it's issues about certain powers and functions, but regulations speak.
Yeah. The date is tomorrow, 14 hours for the report. So that everybody can be able to present. Thank you,
all right.